on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We've gone through most of the races that were resolved yesterday in the primary election statewide. A couple of important ones in Milwaukee. Some state legislature races. Clerk of courts. Sheriff. I'm not going to get into all those. But it was quite a day. But now I want to talk about something that Jack of Milwaukee raised just a little bit ago, and that is the execution of the search warrant on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach the other day. One of the disappointing things, and it shows the split in the Republican Party in spades, is the fact that a lot of Republicans have come out and they've attacked the FBI. They've actually attacked the FBI, and I'm going to get into some of that. I'm going to repeat what I think a lot of you know, which is how a search warrant gets executed. You have the prosecutor, first of all, make a judgment that the person where you want the documents or whatever the object is from is not going to comply with a subpoena. Subpoena just tells them bring it in 30 days and you rely on them to be honest. The Department of Justice realized that Trump is not honest because they met with him and his lawyers 7 months ago and they claimed they only had 15 boxes. And they opened up the boxes and a lot of them were shredded and ripped. But then they went through their research and realized there are a lot of other very highly secret documents that he'd taken that were not produced. Well, under those circumstances, you don't go back and say, all right, here's another subpoena for the 12 you held out. Give them to us this time. And then they just transfer them to the Caribbean somewhere and they say, well, no, we don't have those. They disappeared. You must execute a search warrant. They call it a raid. It's not a raid. It's the execution of a search warrant. It happens all the time. What happens is the Department of Justice and the FBI discuss this, and the lawyers draft an affidavit along with the petition for a search warrant. It's quite lengthy. In this case, apparently, it's about 70 pages long, laying out several things in detail. One of them is, what is the crime that was committed? You can't just say, I want to go sniffing around. The Fourth Amendment to our Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, says that you have a right to protect yourself against unreasonable searches and seizures. It doesn't say all searches and seizures. So if you're a drug kingpin, if you've stolen top secret documents, that doesn't protect you, but you need a search warrant signed by a federal judge. And that was done here. That is undisputed. Trump was given a copy of the warrant. He's not been given a copy of the affidavit underlying the warrant. That gets done when this some charge is filed or the case is over. But the warrant has a lot of detail in it. So Trump and the Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, Tucker Carlson's, the rest of them go, all right, FBI, tell us what it was you were looking for and why you were there and what the crime was. Word, Trump has that. Trump, release it. What? You think it's illegal for Trump to release it if he was given it? That's not true. Once they give it to you, you can decide to release it or not. Suddenly, you know what you hear from Trump? Crickets. If he wants to release it, go go ahead. But don't be saying that the FBI should, what, hold a press conference and say what's in the search warrant that they gave to Trump, who's afraid to release it? Because it will show his treachery in taking these documents. Now, a couple of other things to keep in mind. Kevin McCarthy, desperate to hang on to his status, hoping to be Speaker of the House come January, threatened Merrick Garland, but he did it in a passive-aggressive, weak, snivelly way. He said, because he's trying to get votes from the Freedom Caucus, so he goes to Merrick Garland, clear your calendar. When we get in, we'll, quote, exercise oversight of the Department of Justice and pursue all evidence wherever it goes. That is so weak and weird. And weird, if I were in the Republican caucus, I wouldn't vote for this guy for Speaker. First of all, they don't exercise oversight of the Department of Justice. Department of Justice is the Attorney General. That is an executive position appointed by the president. You don't exercise supervision over Joe Biden. You're a co-equal branch of government. You pass on expenditures. It was a very weak, stupid thing to say. It shows how weak the guy is. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio attacked Biden bitterly over this. Say it's playing with fire. It makes us look like the third world. Marco Rubio is an anchor baby. Marco Rubio shouldn't be in this country. His parents came here from Cuba. Okay, so we welcome people. And they have a baby, which is little Marco, the anchor baby. And he's doing what? Attacking immigration and attacking the Democratic Party. And he's what? Saying Biden's no good? Hey, Marco, you have authoritarian instincts that are Cuban. They're the culture that you brought here. And we are not Cuba, and we are not going to permit Cuban authoritarianism, because in Cuba, there's no middle ground. You had Batista and you had Castro. Batista was a right-wing authoritarian. Castro was a left-wing authoritarian. That's all they have. And I'll tell you what, we recognize and appreciate multiculturalism in two things, food and music. That's it, period. I don't want to be hearing about constitutions, political theories, or what it was like in the good old authoritarian place you came from, Marco. Knock it off. Obel Demings beats her, beats him. But we don't want to be hearing from Marco Rubio. We also don't want to be hearing from Kevin McCarthy. My God, I mean, it's aesthetically displeasing to have to listen to this guy. And this is the guy that's shooting his mouth off. Now, every time a Republican comes up to you, talking to the guy, and he goes, well, have the FBI say why they were there. Look at him and say, word, they gave that to Trump. They gave him the search warrant. Why doesn't Trump post that on social media? The guy go, oh, that's illegal. No, it's not. No, it's not. Once the FBI gives it to the target is free to pull it, put an ad in the paper. Put an ad in the paper. I think Merrick Garland was exactly correct. And, you know, he's gone up my estimation. I was looking on Merrick Garland as a guy that this guy is just weak and we got to replace him. I was impressed. He gave some comments to the press. And they said, so you are, you think that even a former president can be proceeded against in this way? And he said, no one is above the law. And they say, even a former president, he looks at him, he says, do I have to repeat it? Nobody is above the law. You know who was above the law in the Middle Ages? The king. The king was above the law. The king could kill anybody he wanted, rape anybody he wanted, and frequently they did. You've heard of the American Revolution. You've heard of them, the Minutemen at Lexington Concord. You heard of them, Bunker Hill, George Washington. You've heard about all that. Well, let me tell you something. They didn't think we should have a king. And we do not. There's a couple of other things, you know, you speculate about what they came in to take out. They took out a dozen boxes of documents. So when they went in 7 months ago and Trump says there's only 15, well, apparently there was 27. And they were in some kind of a storeroom. They also had a search warrant for his safe and they took it out. I'm going to say something. You've heard it here for the first time, looking at this thing from the experience of a lawyer. Why would Trump steal documents from the government? You could say, some people say, well, he could monetize them if they were secrets. He could sell them or use them as blackmail. Yeah, maybe. To me, these would be documents that would compromise him. These would be documents that if people saw them, they would realize that he was up to no good and had betrayed the country. In the safe, apparently, he kept a lot of cash. Now, normally you'd expect them to raid a safe if it was a drug kingpin. One of his aides said at one time they were going on a plane trip somewhere, and Trump apparently likes to pay cash, a large amount, not credit card. That's according to his aides. So wait a minute, he goes to the safe and he came back with 50 grand. Now, I don't have 50 grand in my safe. I don't have anything in my safe. I don't have a safe. But I mean, the point of the matter is, 50 grand for anybody to keep in your safe, what's the purpose? Don't you have a credit card? Don't you have a checking account? Oh, you don't want it traced. Where did the cash come from? If there's truly a lot of money in that safe, $1 million in the safe or more, there are ways of finding out where that came from. You can't do a cash transaction of more than $10,000 without reporting it to the government. That's a criminal offense if you do that. That's intended to catch illegal conduct. What was in the safe? How do they know it was in the safe? I think that this is going to focus on what documents he took, because it's a felony to take these. But if what they did was, for instance, sometimes they will overclassify something. They will have projections for wheat harvest in Bulgaria over the next 5 years, and the CIA will, well, that's classified. Yeah, they're not going to go after somebody for that. But there are things that he did with Kim Jong-un. There are things that he did with Vladimir Putin. And there are things that he did with the oligarchs. And he has been funded for more than 20 years by them. That is the reason they're in there, to get documents that Trump is hiding. And if anybody says to you, FBI, say why you're there, they already did. They gave it to Trump. Trump, you release it. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.